ایمان را در خودتون تقویت بکنید، ایمانی که هم در اینجا شما را شرافتمند می کند و هم در پیشگاه حق آبرو دارید و با آبرومندی وارد می شید به تخت اعلی.
In the path of the Imam.
Dear listeners, welcome to this week's episode of the series In the Path of the Imam. As a reminder, last week we spoke of the kindness of the father of the Islamic Revolution, the late Imam Khomeini, may God bless his soul, and pointed out that the late Imam was very kind towards members of his family, his neighbours and ordinary people. The late Imam also treated animals with kindness. Meanwhile, given the important status of family and family members in religion and national culture of Iranians, today we make you familiar with the personal conduct and behaviour of the founder of the Islamic Republic of Iran with his own family. Stay with us. The late Imam highly respected and honoured his venerable wife. The late Imam's daughter-in-law, Mrs. Fatemeh Tabatabai, notes that the late Imam maintained a very strong emotional bond with his wife. According to the late Imam's granddaughter, Mrs. Zahra Ishraqi, late Imam Khomeini highly honoured and respected his wife because of her selflessness and devotion. The late Imam's venerable wife endured the warm climate of the holy city of Najaf in Iraq for 15 years and accompanied the late Imam whenever he went. This is whilst the late Imam's venerable wife was in welfare in her paternal home. The late Imam, in response to our questions on how to make our spouses uniquely respect and honour us, told us that if we maintain selflessness and devotion to our husbands to the same extent as his venerable wife, a unique emotional bond will be formed between us and our husbands. The late Imam highly honoured his elder brother, Ayatollah Pasandideh. The late Imam also called on his family members to respect his older brother. Hujjatul Islam Rahimian has also spoken of the late Imam's honour and respect for his older brother. The late Imam had highly amicable meetings with his elder brother, within which the late Imam sought to find out about the well-being of his brother and to solve any difficulties that he might have. The late Imam, in his interactions with family members, refrained from ordering his family and granted his family members maximum freedom as long as they fulfilled their Islamic duties and obligations. The late Imam's venerable son, Haj Ahmad Agha Khomeini, notes, "The late Imam granted his children freedom in their deeds. For instance, Haj Ahmad Agha was highly interested in football and broke his hand a number of times whilst playing this sport. As long as the late Imam's family members fulfilled their religious obligations, he did not intervene in their deeds and pastimes." The late Imam encouraged his family members, especially young people and teenagers, to learn religious teachings and to fulfill their religious tasks and duties. The late Imam's venerable daughter, Mrs. Farideh Mustafavi, notes that the late Imam was very kind with children at home. She says, "Our house was filled with kindness and friendship." The late Imam always called on us to obey divine instructions in order to avoid sins. Given that we observed the late Imam's commitment to his religious tasks, we were automatically encouraged to fulfill our Islamic duties. The late Imam was also very forgiving towards his family members and relatives and in his interactions with them. The late Imam's venerable daughter, Mrs. Zahra Mustafavi, notes, "There were those who disrespected the late Imam, however, he never got angry with them. For instance, one day we were eating dinner whilst one of the relatives lost his temper and disrespected the late Imam. However, the late Imam remained calm and patient and did not show any sign of anger." Mrs. Farideh Mustafavi notes that the late Imam called on and encouraged his family members to be forgiving towards others. Mrs. Zahra Mustafavi also reminded that the late Imam was fair and just in treatment of his family members and did not show any sign of injustice towards them. Well, dear listeners, thanks for tuning in today. We will continue this discussion next week. Until then, take care and God bless.